The soul is a conscious creator. Well, do we create our own reality? Before I discuss this question, I would like to talk about the concept of karma. Karma is often misunderstood. It's often thought as a kind of cosmic punishment. You have done bad things in your past life, and now you are punished for this. There are even people who believe that we can get rid of karma, we should get rid of karma, and we can burn karma in order to get rid of it. This is not what karma is. Karma are the lessons your consciousness needs to grow. There is no such thing as punishment at the cosmic level. God is love, not punishment. But sometimes you need lessons and you dive into this life in order to learn things, to expand your consciousness. And the problem is, when we get a lesson, for instance, we get ill or an accident happens, or tragedy in our lives, we lose our jobs, our first reaction is that we want to go back to the past. So we do not embrace this experience. We think it's bad, we should get rid of it, and we should get back to the past. So we refuse to learn. We don't see this as an opportunity to expand our consciousness. We do not want to learn. And then the lesson returns to us and gets even more painful. And this goes on until we embrace the change, until we let go of the past and we embrace the future. We embrace the grow. And this is, of course, a very powerful force in our lives. And this force, karma, is not an outside force. It's the force of our own soul. And now about the concept of creation. Do we create our own reality? Yes, but this is a subtle process. Basically, you can say the reality we experience is the result of three different forces. These are our consciousness, our subconsciousness, and the energy of our soul. Let me give you an example. Suppose, for instance, we would like to create money. Many people want more money, so they think, okay, how can I create this? Now, this is the conscious level of creation. But there is always a subconscious component. For instance, you can say, hey, I want more money, but at a subconscious level, you might hate rich people. You think, oh, rich people are bad. They have power. They do not give the money away. And when you think richness is bad, this force the subconsciousness thought counteracts the conscious longing for money. And then you do not get money. And you ask why. I can create my own reality and repeat sentences like I become rich, I am becoming rich, money is come flowing toward me, and it doesn't happen. Why? Because at a subconscious level, you do not create money because you hate rich people. And this is a very powerful force. So it's very important to get to know yourself. Self-knowledge is the key. And these are two forces, and there is a third force, your soul, the plan of your soul. And you might say that at the conscious level, often you try to create things on basis of fear. Why do you want money? In order to feel very safe, you feel protected. But it might be that on the level of the soul, on the level of your soul's plan, the plan of your soul is that you learn to trust the universe, that you learn to trust life, that you learn that it's not all about money, that you have to learn to face your fears and overcome them, that is your soul's plan. You might say this, the plan of the soul, the creative force of the soul is based on love. While people on the conscious level, on the level of the personality, they try to create on the basis of fear. We are afraid, and therefore we need money. We don't trust the universe. So we want money in order to feel safe. We do not feel that life is supporting us. And if you try to create on the basis of fear, you do not create in harmony with your own soul. True creation is based on love. And then you feel true inspiration, the creative force of your own soul. But as long as your personality acts on the basis of fear, you do not create in harmony with your soul. And things might not work out for you. So, in order to become really creative, you have to be aware of those three forces. You have to get in touch with the energy of your own soul. And then you will feel the true creative power inside you. Then you will become a point of creative light. But in order to be there, you first have to become aware of your subconscious ideas of the world around you. And often you are, and of course you are often not aware of them, because they are so self-evident that you don't see them. You cannot create money if you hate rich people. you cannot get in a good relationship if you do not trust other people. If you think the other person's intentions are not good. And so there are many subconscious reasons why your creations, your attempts to create something, does not work out, no matter how positive your thinking is on a conscious level. And on a conscious level, you have become aware of the fears behind it. What do you really want? What you really want is to grow, to expand your consciousness. And to grow means to become more of yourself, to get in a deeper contact with the energy of your soul. And then you will start to create your reality on a conscious level. So, to summarize it, the key to creation is self-knowledge. And self-knowledge means to become aware of your unconscious ideas of the world around you, to become aware of the fears inside you. Accept them. And then, the beautiful part, become aware of your soul, of the God deep inside you, the true creative force that created the universe. And at the deepest level, this is you. Thank you for listening.